Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fennec put together a list of who the 20 players he thinks will be on the taxi squad. There are 8 guys that I would put in the prospect category.
Okay.
I think it's just 8. Anyway, do you care to venture a guess at who the 8 may be?
Yes, I would.
All right.
I will go with Mize, Scoobal, Fiedo, Daz Cameron, Spencer Torkelson, Isaac Paredes, I hesitate to put Manning in there, but I will.
Why do you hesitate to put Manning, just out of curiosity?
I'm not sure why, because I think he's still younger than a couple of those other pitchers.
Okay.
Not by much, but I think just barely. But why not throw him there and Derek Hill.
Okay. Now, I would have made this mistake too. Daz Cameron, Derek Hill, and Isaac Paredes are already on the 40-man roster.
Okay.
So they are not who we are. So there's more prospects than you.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Okay. This is Fennec's list. Unless you want to, do you want to add some new names?
No, because that'll bore people if I sit there trying to rack my brain.
All right, here we go. Casey Mize, correct. Tarek Skubal, correct. Matt Manning is on the list.
Great.
In fact, he's listed first.
Nice.
And these three are under the category of no-brainers. Fennec writes, one rival executive floated a radical idea that for the Tigers to keep their top prospects off the taxi squad to mitigate risk, save service time, and potentially avoid an awkward situation. The pitcher seeing they're better than some of the big leaguers and the others seeing it too. There's no chance of this happening. They could get outs in the bigs right now if they had to, and the Tigers can't leave them, have them sitting around. This is getting these guys innings, right? I mean, they want to get these guys innings. They want to get these guys, you know, prepared for 2021. The next category is also an easy yes. Right-handed pitcher Alex Fiedo. It would send the wrong message to Fiedo at a fine 2019 season if he wasn't included on the list with the other top prospects. Then there's pitching depth. Tim Adelman, Dario Agrizal, Xiao Chang Chang, Zach Godley, and Nick Ramirez. These are useful arms right now.
I'm not going to lie to you. You know me with the minor leagues, right?
Yeah.
I don't know too much about those guys.
No.
Ramirez, yes, but the other guys, not so much.
Agrizal, did we either see him in spring or did he pitch last year? I think he pitched last year, but other young arms, Sandy Baez and Gerson Moreno. From the draft at 12, third baseman Spencer Torkelson. Like the top pitching prospects, the Tigers don't want their number one overall pick sitting around. The guess here is that Torkelson's ticket to the taxi squad will be included in his contract, which could be finalized by then. Lynn Henning reported yesterday that it would be done Sunday or Monday, I think he wrote.
He's the last guy to sign, and it looks like they've got money they can sign him above the slotted spot. So, and he'll end up setting a record for the largest contract for a draft pick. He'll eclipse last year's number one.
Mm-hmm.
by several hundred thousand dollars.
Okay, so that brings us to three position player prospects.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I wonder how many of these are current are 2020 draft picks.
Well, again, I like quizzing you on this. You usually do pretty well. Care to venture a guess?
Catcher is the quickest way to get to the major leagues. Is Dingler one of them?
Dingler is one of them.
Okay.
See, this is how this season could be interesting, man.
Oh, it could be really interesting. And then you're just trying to figure out, you know, based on draft position when they took guys. I'm trying to think who the third guy that they took. But I feel like Torkelson's buddy, is it Gabe Workman? Is that the guy's name? Gage Workman?
Gage Workman. Yes, Gator. Well done.
I'm out. I don't want to ruin it.
All right. The next two, 15 and 16. Outfielder Riley Green.
Oh, look at you. Look at you right now. Goodness.
What?
How do you even fit behind the console table right now? Honest, are you standing up right now? Because if you are, Kenny behind the glass is going to have to avert his eyes.
I don't want to overreact.
You're not wearing shorts, are you?
Yes. It's just I want to come up with the appropriate response. And the appropriate response is yes! Woo! Yeah! I told you!
All right. Now, of course, with... This is merely Fenix's projection to be on the taxi squad. What does it say about Riley Green?
Hold on, I heard my voice. Green has an elite pedigree and will benefit big time from being in the mix. The second spot is a toss-up between, and here's the other one, Brady Policelli. Policelli.
Yeah.
The second one's a toss-up between Policelli and Cody Clemens, who came around late last season. The Tigers want Policelli to keep playing. Then the rest of the 20 are another catcher, John Nunez, and infield depth, Jordy Mercer, Frank Schwindel, and Brandon Dixon. There's your 20.
Okay.
Yep. So here's some
I just want these guys to play. And look, and that means that those guys will be involved in the everyday workouts, right? So that they'll be doing the...
Yeah, there's some talk that they might have some either intra-squad or maybe some minor league games down in Toledo. Like, would they play the Indians guys down in Toledo or something of that nature? That's still being sorted out. It kind of came up this morning with Gardenhire. But some names that didn't make the list, all right?
Yep.
Ulrich Boyarski.
Yeah, well, he had only matriculated, I think he made it up to Lakeland. At best, maybe he was still just at West Michigan, but yeah,
we liked him. We liked him because he was referred to as the Tigers, the Australian Barry Bonds.
Right.
Sorry. Willie Castro.
Now, remember, that's interesting.
He's on the 40 man. My bad. Okay, he's on the 40 man. Cody Clemens was one I was going to bring up, but he could make it. Bo Burrows.
Yeah. You'd think that at some point he's got to get a shot, former first-round pick.
Yep.
But he just has not pitched well enough to get that promotion.
He's had some injuries, too.
Yeah, he's had some setbacks, and that's unfortunate for him. Franklin Perez not on that list as well.
How about Parker Meadows?
Well, Parker Meadows, I think, had pitched up to – or had played, not pitched, up to single-A Lakeland.
Yeah. And Parker Meadows is, you know, a high draft pick who a lot is expected of.
They like his defensive ability, certainly.
Yeah. I'm trying to find his stats. Last year, he only hit .223, 7 home runs, 14 stolen bases. Didn't really hit for much power. Slugging percentage .312. I mean, maybe, like I said, isn't a surprise based upon what he's been doing. So.
Well, and again, looking at him and his numbers, he only pitched He only played up to West Michigan, which is low A ball. So that's not a surprise.
Yeah. So anyway, there it is, a projection of who would make the Tigers taxi squad.
All right. right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.